Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
Doesn't mean go.
Okay. No, now we're recording.
Now we are. All right.
Red means go.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, now I have nothing to say.
It's all been said.
I wanted us to get into the conversation we were having just beforehand, now that someone showed me how to find my Wrapped
Spotify.
Yeah, we're wrapping up the year. Can we also talk about the divide?
Yeah.
The divide.
Yeah. Of the old folks versus the young folks.
Yeah.
Where are the young folks?
This is not.
Hey, yo.
That's just mean.
All right. So, Sarah,
we're just going to be here.
You and I are going to talk.
You know what? I don't think the man who just found what Spotify was should be making jokes about who's old and young.
Well, let me just point this out. As soon as you start naming who's in your list, if I know the names of them, you're old. If I don't.
Hers, you will. I think you won't.
I think you'll know two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but he's got young daughters. That's why I'll give him one more.
Okay. So are we each going through our list, or are we all going our number five and then our number four and then?
I think that way.
Yeah, that would be the second way.
We'll do five.
Top songs and top artists?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you know what we're talking about, you already know. If you don't know, we are going through our Spotify Wrapped for 2024.
And our Apple Replays.
And Apple Replays, which are our top five artists and songs that we listen to throughout 2024. Who's going first?
You are.
Okay. Songs or artists or both?
Artists.
Okay, artists. My number five was House of Pain.
Oh, I like House of Pain.
Yep, and me too.
Don't they have a TV show?
No.
I'm pretty sure there's a TV show called House of Pain.
Well, there probably is.
Is it T-Pain's life? Is that...
No. I gotta look. Hold on.
I think you're thinking of the show House with the doctor guy.
No.
Or isn't there Yeah, it's like the Payne family.
Yeah, yeah. Tyler Perry, LaVon Davis, yeah. Jesse Davis. Perry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thieves.
I'm sure Tyler Perry worked.
All right. So I know House of Pain. You guys know House of Pain?
I know Jump Around.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I was like just the one.
Because I'm just curious, out of all of us, which artists do we know the least? Like, I'm going to say my number five now, and I'm curious if any of you know who they are.
Okay. I feel like yours is going to be the one we know the least.
I think so, too. Just listening at what it is. It's not popular music. So my number five band, right?
Uh-huh.
Seventh Day Slumber.
I've never heard of Seventh Day Slumber.
Oh, they're so good.
No. Mm. Nope.
They're so good.
Okay. Yeah. This is a Christian band, I assume.
Heavy metal. Yeah.
Heavy metal Christian.
I was going to say, it does sound like an emo band.
What I love when they call heavenly metal. Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now that name makes sense.
Heavenly metal. Seventh Day from what now?
Seventh Day Slumber.
Seventh Day Slumber. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mine's Dolly Parton.
She's your number five? I thought she'd be your number one.
She'd be higher.
No. Yep, nope, she's number five.
I thought she'd 417
minutes.
Oh, good.
Slipping in her old age.
Dolly made the top five. That's good.
Dude, you're lucky you're over there.
There's a lot of things in between me and her.
Weapons.
She's got long arms.
All right, moving on.
Mine's George Ezra.
George Ezra. I've heard of George Ezra.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's got a song that I can't think of the name of, but he's got a really cool voice, right?
Mm-hmm. He's got a deep voice.
Yeah.
Budapest.
TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's really big on TikTok.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't think that's the one that I'm thinking of. But we learned
it doesn't play when you click on it. It's so hard.
Right, I know. No, I'm like, okay, hold on. Because what's the other one that I know?
I don't know. I'm looking. George Ezra. That's different than Ezra Ballinger.
I know George Clinton.
Yeah, I know George
Clinton. In the Parliament Funkadelic.
Yep. Yep.
The other song I have from him is Barcelona.
Mm. Oh. Maybe it is one of those, and I just didn't associate the name with the...
What was the first song?
Groove.
Budapest.
Are all of his songs named after places?
No, it just so happens that those are the two songs that I listen to.
Okay, all right.
He's got the SEO click through of people are looking up places and they find his songs. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I know the name. I know that I like one of his songs, but I don't know which song it is.
Budapest, only because I think that is his most popular song.
Okay.
It was big on TikTok for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number four.
Number four, artist Billie Eilish.
Hey, I know that Billie Eilish.
Everybody knows.
Well, she's not even online, voice. Which makes me sad.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of Billie Eilish unless it's on the radio.
Mm-hmm. I like her voice. I just think it's really cool.
I like the new album.
Mm-hmm. She's got good music.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Good. My number four, Newsboys.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
I know them.
Oh, you know the Newsboys?
All right.
There we go.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Really? Oh, awesome.
I saw them in concert as well.
What was it, like 2018, 2019, the last time they were in Fargo?
Probably at Shields Arena.
Yep, I was there.
Yep, I was too.
Huh.
That's not the version of Newsboys that I listen to.
You listen to the OG?
Yeah, the original group from Australia, like all of them. So, all right.
My number four is Kelsea Ballerini.
I've heard of her.
I don't know who that is.
I've seen her billboard. She was at like Shooting Star or something like that not long ago.
Like a country pop singer.
Yeah.
She was just on a show I watched, which surprised me.
Yep. She's dating Chase Stokes. He's they're not dating anymore?
I don't know who it is.
He's in, the big...
Lebowski?
No. It's the...
Outer Banks?
Yes. John B. John B. Outer Banks.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Netflix show.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how I got to Outer Banks, but
you saw where my brain was going, Dana, was like, and that's a scary place to be.
Yeah, it is. My number four is the Chainsmokers.
Oh, I know them.
I don't know them.
I know them. They're good. Yeah. They had good tunes. They always collaborate with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really started as like an EDM where they didn't sing for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling if I heard any of these songs, I'd be like, I know who that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't realize I knew who they were.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. They collaborate. Yeah. They're like good. Halsey. I like them.
Yep. Yep. I love that song. So that is my favorite song of all time.
Which one is that?
Closer.
Closer.
No, I don't know. I must know it.
You would if I played it for you. You would.
We're trying to make sure this doesn't get taken off YouTube.
Though. Otherwise, I would play it for you, but...
Yeah. Are they the ones that also do East Side, or was Halsey with somebody else for that song?
That was somebody else.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. Moving on, my number three is Beastie Boys.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
The Beach Boys? Yeah, great song.
No.
I couldn't tell you what songs they have, but I do know who that is.
Fight for Your Right to Party that's the one everybody knows, but it's not
Intergalactic, Remote Control.
Sabotage.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the old one, Rhymin' and Stealin'.
Yep, Rhymin' and Stealin' is actually my favorite Beastie Boys tune.
Yeah.
That first License to Ill album, that was where it was at.
I've bought it every new technology that's come out with it since.
That's the one that you talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the one. I had it on cassette tape about three times.
You bet. You can actually listen to the Beastie. What I like about the Beastie Boys, you can actually listen to the evolution of rap
and through them.
Rap rock, because they started with like the New York style in the 80s.
Yep,
and it just kept progressing. It's really cool.
Yep.
Yep, I'm an old guy talking about the Beastie Boys. My son was in the car yesterday.
The Beastie Boys are older than we are.
I know. So Dylan is in the back of the car, and we're going to karate yesterday, so we listened to some music to get pumped up. So, you know, Billie Eilish is, not even close. And obviously not on my playlist either when we go. But he's like, he heard a song. He's like, I've heard this before. He goes, who is this? I go, this is the Beastie Boys. He goes, no. I heard them on like TikTok or YouTube.
I'm like, because they can't correlate.
I'm like, I still think it's the Beastie Boys. He goes, well, did they do a lot of songs? I go, Dylan, I've been playing Beastie Boys music for you your entire life.
You probably heard this
a million times and not realized it until it was on like YouTube or TikTok or something.
It didn't become cool until
it's worthy.
Anything.
It's worthy of his attention at this point. So that was your number three was Beastie Boys?
Yep.
So my number three is Skillet.
Oh, I know Skillet. Yep. They were just at the fair last year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Skillet is so good. Big fan.
My depressing songs.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Some of them are depressing.
Yeah.
Okay. Granted, my two favorites, they're depressing.
Okay.
I guess it all depends on what you like.
When Dana wants to get depressed, Skillet, Evanescence.
Put them together.
Yeah.
Tears.
It's a great, you really get in the feels that way.
I just imagine somebody walking by your office hearing Skillet or Evanescence and like, oop, turn around.
Oh, now's not a good time. Yeah. Nope.
We'll come back.
You just got to make sure the Christmas lights are on. Yep. If the Christmas lights are on, then you're okay. If they're off, just give her some space. Yep.
My number three is Ashley McBride.
Nope. Don't know who that is.
See, that's the only one on yours that I don't know who it is.
She's a country singer.
Mm. She any relation to Martina?
No.
Then no, I don't know who
she is.
That'd
be so cool. Mm. Well, she's very similar, like, style, though, as Martina. Like, imagine Martina.
Maybe she's related.
Are we sure?
No.
No, for sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Different spelling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Mac instead of Mick?
M-C-B-R-Y.
Oh.
Oh.
Uses the Y.
Threw in okay. a Y there.
That's, yeah. That's.
No, she's got really cool music, though. Like, really old school sounding country, like, storytelling country. She's got good music.
See, and right that's on. Where you lost me.
Oh, no, that's right up for me.
I hope Jelly Roll's on your list.
He's not. He's not. I do listen Darn to a lot it. Of Jelly Roll, though. I do like him. That's my depression music. I'm just putting that out there.
I actually couldn't name a Jelly Roll song.
Son of a Sinner?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
See, I don't think I could name them either, but I know I've heard them a bunch, mm-hmm. but it's not like enough to like retain the name of them.
Mm. Right. It's not in your Spotify list?
No.
Or playlist?
No.
No. See, this is where mine is like, I don't know how this ended up on sure. mine, but it's Harry Gregson Williams. For my number three, like the composer.
Mm. What? Say again?
Harry Gregson Williams.
Hank Williams. That's what Hank I heard.
I was thinking John Williams, like Star Wars and Superman.
What does he compose?
What does he compose?
I'm pretty sure it's like...
Music?
oh, look
I
at
think
the look
the
you
thing
got.
She wants to tell you can't be said on this podcast, yeah. Ryan.
I think you felt that telepathically.
Yep.
Everybody just saw that.
So, oh, see, I think the same reason why George Ezra is on mine is the same reason why Harry Gregson's on mine. It's like the Narnia theme.
Oh.
And like Mulan.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Like the live action Mulan.
Oh, kind of like focusy type music.
Yeah.
It's all like.
So all of those, because they're mm-hmm. on like my playlist that I have like in the morning, and then when like I'm working and I need
yep.
music,
oh, yeah,
but I
yeah, yeah.
can't
but
do
no,
words.
Like, yeah,
yeah. So it's gotcha. Just like a bunch of like movie soundtracks.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. That's actually really cool.
So Dana's yeah. been focusing a lot this year.
Yeah, apparently.
Focus. 2024.
I just figured out the George Ezra songs that I know: Shotgun and Green Green Grass.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it would have to be top five mm-hmm. because I don't know anything beyond that for him. So, all right.
It's weird. You say green, 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 green grass, and the song that comes in my head is Red, Red Wine.
Oh, so, oh yeah.
Nope. Great song.
No, nope, not the same thing.
not
the same, no.
No, nope, different decade. Like 40 years apart. All right, moving on to number two.
Number two.
Ice Cube.
Oh, good.
I don't know why, but that's just funny to me.
But you went to his concert,
yeah,
right?
I love I think him.
So did you just like what? Do like a bunch of research and listen?
I think I was like, oh yeah, I forgot he did that. I forgot he did that one. I forgot. Okay, I'm going to add all these in. Then I listened to him, and yeah.
And that's enough.
I love that
to get
a
on
generation
there.
Of people that are like Ice-T the rapper and Ice-T the SVU.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. Oh. Sorry.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Although Ice-T would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice Cube also acted, though.
Yeah, he was oh, in yeah. Yeah. Are We There Yet?
There we go. That's what I was thinking.
Friday.
Of.
Yep. Acted. He's an excellent actor.
Is he? What has he been in recently?
Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, he was in Boys
that
in the Hood.
Was his breakout movie?
So okay, but I said recently. So had,
oh, recently.
They just came out with a new Boys in the Hood, though, not too long ago. Like a, or no, not Boys in the Hood. I'm thinking
You're
about.
You're thinking Straight out of Compton.
No.
No, she's
I'm
thinking of
Will Smith. Will
Bad
Smith,
Boys.
Yeah, Bad Boys. Bad Boys Forever.
I don't know what...
Will Smith and Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Well, I got to mix up with Ice-T. I mean, it's a thing.
Bad Boys Forever and then...
Cube is way better.
Mm. Yeah.
Because the More only thing I can think of for myself. Ice Cube recently is Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, see, I was thinking of a...
Well, and that was his son.
Yeah, I don't
it's
think...
It's his son, but wasn't he in it?
I think he was a producer on it.
Yeah, I don't think he was actually in it.
Oh, he wasn't?
Yeah, no. Didn't even get to be like... Old man number five in the background.
Nope. Yeah, he didn't even get
terrible.
I don't think
didn't
so.
Didn't even Stan Lee himself. That's
nope. That would be yeah. a pretty recognizable old yeah. man in the background.
Yep.
Stan Lee
what
like
else has
himself.
He done? Come on. Yeah. Or like go up to his son playing himself, be yeah. like, can I get your autograph?
That would be great. Funny.
Yeah.
I would. This is an aside, but you know they're gonna have more Marvel movies coming out, and I would love it if they would like CGI in Stan Lee somewhere, or they just gotta, like you just said, just somewhere.
They have to like do the Disney, where you know how they have like little pieces of other movies as like stuffed animals in the back. Yeah. And things like that. They have to start doing that. Like,
well,
Stan Lee on a missing poster or something like that in there.
I'm not saying this is the reason, but I think there's enough evidence. Have you noticed that the Marvel movies have all gone downhill since Stan Lee isn't in them? Mm. Like all the ones that he was in are top huge. Tier. Yeah.
Are you saying Channing Tatum as what's his face in Deadpool versus Wolverine?
That was fantastic. Not top tier? He needs to have his own movie. I will pay for a Gambit movie.
Listen, all I'm saying is Stan Lee must be in that movie somewhere. They just put it. Chris maybe Evans. There's a picture of him in the corner. I don't know.
The whole setup to the Chris Evans joke, that was great.
That was a good one.
Mm. Have you seen it yet?
No. Oh. Nope. I boycotted watching Marvel movies once I realized it was going to take me like 400 hours to get caught up.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. It will. Take some vacation. You don't need to.
Other side note, have you seen the trailer for Spider-Man? Or not Spider-Man, Superman.
No.
No.
I will say that I saw it this morning for the first time and got a little choked up.
Really?
A little bit.
So excited.
Nope.
Is this the Henry Cavill one? Or nope.
No.
Christopher Reeve?
This is going to be really good.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Ryan!
This gives like... Yeah.
He's so proud of himself for that.
Just on the preview, I would say if it lives up to what they showed, it's going to be like in the same category as like the Christopher Reeve Superman.
I just like that they added a character that is my favorite in all of DC.
Underdog?
Crypto.
Yes.
Is it Crypto? Is that right?
I literally freaked out. I was like, I heard the whistle and I was like, oh my God, it's the dog.
I got nothing.
Anyways. What are we on to?
DJ's number two.
My number two, Jars of Clay.
Oh, yes.
You know Jars of Clay?
Oh, of course I know Jars of Clay.
I feel like we've talked about
Flood
them before.
Yep.
That was before me then, because I had no idea what we're talking about.
Whoa. Now, you watched The Chosen, or you know The Chosen, right?
I've watched, yeah.
You've worked on The Chosen, like stuff around here, right?
Yeah. Like, do not
Data's on the executive producing team.
The music at the beginning of The Chosen.
Okay, yeah.
Jars of Clay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is my one point of reference then, because I got nothing else.
They have some good music.
I always thought like they were like they played them on Seattle radio during the grunge era, and I was like, oh, cool, a Christian band on like right after Nirvana and right before Pearl Jam. Only lately did I discover that my wife, who loves folk music, I'm like, oh, Jars of Clay is a folk band. I had no idea. I didn't never put it together, but that's what they're categorized
as. Genre.
Yeah, so I can be a cool folk kid. Bob Dylan, Jars of Clay.
And that's it.
I'm running out of names. Simon and Garfunkel.
Tiny Tim.
Okay.
Chris and John. Story Hill.
You're done.
Right, my number two is Chapel Roan.
Mm-hmm.
Chapel Roan?
No.
See, I thought maybe you might know that one.
A chapel in Rome?
Chapel Roan.
Isn't that a Frank Sinatra song?
Nope, I don't know them.
Really cool. She made like a big splash this year.
This is her name.
I do know who this is.
Yeah,
She wears really cool makeup and big red hair.
Not a band name. This is a woman's name.
Yeah, and she's from the Midwest.
Yeah, she's from Missouri.
Missouri.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah. See, I thought I was like, you can't tell me that Reese doesn't listen to.
Yeah.
Did she rap in the '90s?
I'm sorry.
I don't know who she is.
I never said that. I thought you would know who it is.
That one was on my daughter's Wrapped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm so cool.
I don't know.
You're hip.
I'm hip with the kids.
Sure, Sarah.
That does make you feel good, though, doesn't it?
Does. It's
like, yes, I know what's cool.
17-year-old listens to the same stuff as me.
Okay. My number two is Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I know Ed. Everybody knows Ed.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep.
Good choice.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, number one. So to recap, we can all recap when we get to this point. Number five, House of Pain. Four, Billie Eilish. Three, Beastie Boys. Two, Ice Cube. And number one, for 2 years running, is Cypress Hill.
Hey, yeah. 2 years running, huh?
Yeah. One Tree Hill, I love that show. Gavin DeGraw.
Not the same.
I don't want to be anything other than.
I just picture them playing on One Tree Hill, Cypress Hill music, and that is hilarious to me.
They probably could.
No.
In the background when they're in some dark alley somewhere.
The sad part is that happens more often in that show than you would think.
I was like, yeah, that could totally happen.
That could happen. I take back what I said.
All right. My recapping. Number five was 7 Day Slumber. Number four was Newsboys. Old school Newsboys. I had to emphasize that. Number three was Skillet. Number two, Jars of Clay. Number one, and I guarantee none of you have heard of it, but there's a reason why I emphasized old school Newsboys. Number one is Stellar Kart. Stellar Kart is a Christian punk band that is disbanded, and now they're all part of modern day Newsboys.
Well, what about, I thought you meant DC Talk.
No, I know what you're talking about. Tate's the lead singer from Newsboys was from DC Talk, but the lead singer from Stellar Kart, and I want to say one of the guitarists, is in the current lineup of Newsboys as well.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right.
Yeah, stuff you didn't think you wanted to know.
You didn't know you wanted to know.
You want to take bets on what Sarah's is?
Dolly Parton.
She already said it wasn't Jelly Roll, and she already said Dolly Parton.
So. Oh, yeah.
If you know Sarah, this is very obvious.
Taylor Swift.
Miley Cyrus.
My recap. 5, Dolly Parton. 4, Kelsey Ballerini. 3, Ashley McBride. 2, Chapel Rowan. And number 1, Taylor Swift.
Hey!
As
all
it
right.
should be for everyone.
Never heard of him.
Stop. Sorry you have no taste, Ryan.
I hate the Chiefs.
If I want to listen to Taylor Swift, I turn off Spotify. Because
she's everywhere.
As she should be. She deserves it. She has so many good songs from so many.
So what
good
I want to know is,
she's got good tunes.
When the Eras Tour came officially to an end, did you cry a little bit?
Yeah, because I didn't get to go.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Wasn't it like 3 years long? You couldn't have found one place to go?
It's 2 years.
It was 2 years. Oh. And you know why I didn't get to go? Because I got a real bone to pick with this, Ryan, and you opened a real can of worms.
Oh, boy.
I have to call out my fellow Swifties who were real greedy grubs and bought 2 tickets because she did 2 nights everywhere she went.
Okay.
And people bought tickets to both nights and went both nights.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so totally mine to go.
It's totally unfair.
These are the people you associate with.
Well, not necessarily. Those were ones who were
judged by your friends.
Guilt by association.
Okay.
You ready?
My 5. Uh-oh. So number 5 was George Ezra. 4 was Chainsmokers. 3 was Harry Gregson Williams. 2 was Ed Sheeran. And number 1 was All Time Low for like the 5th year running.
I could see that.
It's an All Time Low?
All Time Low.
Oh, that's the name of the, I don't know.
Who's All Time Low?
Don't know.
ATL. Think of like 2000s.
Like pop punk.
Pop punk.
Emo music.
Like, do you have a...
Ooh.
Yeah.
I might actually like them if I knew who they were.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Dear Maria. No.
Nope, nothing.
Did they rap
in the 90s?
No. No, but they... No, they don't really rap. Just kidding. I'm like, they don't even have like some speaking-y songs. Yeah, Dear Maria is the biggest one.
I will say that the...
They've been my favorite band since I was like 15.
From 2000 to 2010, I have kind of like a music hole where it was nothing but like the wheels on the bus go round and round.
The Wiggles
round.
And Barney.
And
Peppa Pig.
Those weird guys on Nickelodeon that were like, Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on with this show.
You know, it was really hit and miss with those shows because there were some, like the Upside Down guys, remember them? Mm-hmm. They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Upside Down show it was called. Down Upside. That was a good one. Recess.
Oh, great
Wonder
show.
Wonder Pets. Oh. Run our way.
What was the song about the rap intro that like Chance the Rapper wrote? Wonder Pets?
I think so. We're not too
big. Oh, boy. That was terrible.
What is the Wonder Pets song, though, that now it's in my head that I can't get out?
What's going to work?
There we go.
Teamwork. Yeah, it was so bad. Blues Clues was a good one.
Was that Wonder Pets or the Backyardigans? Because they had one, too.
Backyardigans. No. is the best. Whatever they did to it now is atrocious. They should just.
Oh, I didn't know they were still doing it. No, What's Gonna Work Teamwork was the Wonder Pets.
That was Wonder Pets.
I know, because I was traumatized was like, by
Super Spy.
Oh, yeah.
What was also all the TikTok songs that were.
Didn't they have the penguin?
Yep.
Yeah, baby penguin.
It's kind of nice. That's Berg. So Wonder Pets.
Oh.
Yeah, they were so bad.
So if Spotify was like, this is what you listened to in the 2000s, it would have been Wonder Pets, Backyardigans, Super Y. Yeah, that stuff.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh. Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues was good.
Yeah, Blue's Clues wasn't bad.
Handy Dandy Notebook.
They weren't really into Blue's Clues. Dora.
Oh, yeah.
Diego. Dora and Diego. Your
kids
were
Nickelodeon kids, huh?
Yeah.
Go, Diego,
PBS.
Mm-hmm. That's fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There's Wrapped 2024.
Yeah. We're not going to do top songs.
You what about top your top songs?
Oh.
My top songs were terrible, by the way.
Mine's a really easy one to go through because it's all off the same album.
You just want to do them all at once, or you want to go around the way we did?
I will go through them all at once.
Okay.
We'll go reverse.
Who wants to go first? You want to go? We'll go first again?
Sure. I'll do. You guys can do it how you want, but I want to do mine from 1 to 5 because it's fun.
Okay. Right.
So number one was Why We Thugs. That's by Ice Cube. And then Light Another by Cypress Hill. In the Club by 50 Cent. Rapper's Delight. Who was that again that did Rapper's Delight?
Coolio.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, he was Rapper's
Paradise. Or Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise.
Rapper's Delight. It was from like the 70s. A hip hop.
Is that Grandmaster Flash?
No, not on here.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up. And number 5 was the Oak Ridge Boys Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
What? Oh, okay. I don't know why I'm judging yours.
All right, my top 5. Number 1 is Higher by Unspoken. Number 2 is Build a Boat by Colton Dixon. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is Psalm 90 by Shane and Shane. Number 4 is Help is on the Way by Toby Mac. And number 5 is Alive by Big Daddy Weave.
Mm. Mm.
That's loud.
So my top songs are really boring because I listen to the same album a lot. So number 1's Hot to Go by Chapel Roan. Number 2 is Red Wine Supernova, Chapel Roan. Number 3 is Feminomenon, Chapel Roan. Number 4 is Casual, Chapel Roan. And number 5 is Coffee, Chapel Roan.
Hey. Wow. You like what you like.
Yeah, yeah, her Midwest Princess album is great. It's a good play and just listen.
Which also, that album hasn't been out like the whole year, so.
No, it came out summer-ish time?
Yeah.
It was a good summer bop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, you overrode everything.
Oh, yeah. I listened to it like any time I was in my car. And I was traveling a lot, so it was easy.
Oh, yeah.
Throw on in the car.
Okay, so I don't like my top songs. I just don't.
You listen to them.
Yeah, they're your top songs.
I know. I like them. I don't like that they're my top songs.
I don't like being called out for it.
You don't like admitting it publicly.
They're not even that bad. It's just like, I know what playlist this is, and I'm just annoyed that means that this is the playlist I listen to the most.
Okay.
Number 1 is Here Comes the Sun by The Beatles.
Okay. Mm.
Downtown by Anya Taylor-Joy. Budapest by George Ezra. Barcelona by George Ezra. And then Stupid in Love by Max.
Mm. Nice.
Oh. Huh.
Good mix.
There we go. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good times.
Good rap.
Yeah.
Tells us a little bit about each one of us. Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.